How can you talk to kids about energy? This show is about how much more we all are than just our bodies. And I'm here to tell you, it is possible to start speaking to kids at a very early age. I was recently so honored to be able to host a mindfulness workshop for a group of 11 and 12-year-old girls. Pre-pandemic, I would go to various studios in my area, sometimes people's homes, sometimes for children, sometimes for adults, teaching meditation. I love it. I'm so thrilled to be back in person. In this particular episode, I'm so excited you're here, by the way. I'm going to be sharing some of my top takeaways from my workshop that I had recently. So many of the comments by the girls and the parents afterwards reminded me about some of the really good nuggets that I could share for you in this show. Here we go. You are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. I am Maria, but it doesn't really matter what my name is. This show is about you. The purpose of this show is to remind people how much more they are than just their physical body. Strong body, strong soul. You have both of those things. I'm just here to remind you. I'm so thrilled you're here. What is the difference between mindfulness and meditation? Let's start there. They're pretty much the same thing. Getting yourself centered and grounded is so important. But I will say I am trained both in meditation, a meditation that I learned from a university in India many years ago. It's a chanting meditation. Mantras are a type of meditation where we use a particular phrase or sound, whether it has meaning or not. It doesn't really matter. Mantras help us hone in on our own energy. There are tons of different kinds of meditation, different tools. No judgment. We all gravitate to the one that works for us. We can change our minds at any time. And I'll get into that fear of permanence. We're going to talk about it. And I'm going to share the way we came about discussing it with a group of kids ages 11 and 12. It's so much fun to catch them before. Some of them think they're too cool for this kind of talk. Mindfulness training that I've had in the last couple of years is a little more scientific based. There are so many studies now that show the positive effects of meditation, mindfulness, getting quiet, listening, the positive effects on our physical bodies are astounding. I have an episode out here, by the way. Masaru Emoto, he was a Japanese scientist, and he did work studying the effects of sound vibrations on crystals, on water. I'll go ahead and put a link to that episode in the show notes here for you guys. I won't get too scientific for you right now. I want to stick with the mindfulness class, the mindfulness energy talk that I shared with these kids just recently. Mindfulness and meditation, they're both so important. Now, why? Why do we want to be still? Why do we want to be quiet? Why do we want to calm ourselves down? One of the girls, she understood immediately what I said when I explained. A lot of people assume meditation is to fall asleep. But no, that is one reason people use meditation, but we also use it to wake up. Wake up the energy. Wake up your intuition, your passion for life. Why do we want to do that? So that we can think more clearly and figure out. Here it is, you guys. Here is the reason why you meditate. To figure out what you like. Can you even imagine when you're speaking with a group of teenagers, especially, or younger? You know, oftentimes you can ask people, even adults, what is, simple questions, are you ready, are you ready? What is your favorite color? Sometimes that's hard for people to answer. They immediately get frazzled. What's the right answer? Or if you answer one way, are you stuck with that answer forever? No. The reason we meditate, the reason mindfulness is important, is so that you can figure out what you like. And I'm telling you what, all of society needs to know what you really like. Don't just say things to be nice. Don't just say things that you think other people want to hear so that you feel like you fit in. We need everybody to really dive deep and own their diverse preferences. That's why we meditate. Take the time to figure it out. I told these kids, your parents need to know what you like. The community, society needs to know what you like. And once you figure out what really drives you, then you can figure out how to fix the problems in our world, right? You need a clear path, though. You can't just pretend that you are something that you are not. That is our first lesson. Now, one of the things, I'm going to get to some exercises with you guys. I'm actually going to give you several different exercises that we can use to connect with our bodies. But one of the things I want to mention right now is that scientific studies, like I said, have proven that our energy affects our brain, our neurological system. Our perception of reality is based on our memories or our fears of the future. I'm not going to get all scientific on you right now, but we do have the capacity to change the way our neural pathways work. So, meditation, mindfulness, it can help. Calming anxiety, blood pressure, depression, all of that kind of stuff. But let's get into the three exercises that I shared the other day, and these can help you in your life as well. The girls told me that they have been doing some meditation in PE classes lately, and they described a counting technique. They were like, oh, isn't one like 7, 6, 3? They couldn't remember what it was. And I'm here to tell you, the most valuable, the most profound changes can happen when things are as simple as possible, whether it's when I'm working with kids or adults. So let's stick with the simple number 3. Let's not get too crazy. You can check out some of my other meditations for more advanced ones, but this is so simple. It can calm you down so quickly. I'm going to give you 3 different exercises right now. We're going to breathe in and out together 3 times, but I want you to practice touching your thumb to the tip of your index finger first. We're going to count. We're going to use our fingers to count both hands. If you have 2 hands, modify if needed. You're going to touch your thumb to your pointer finger, to your middle finger, to your ring finger. Those 3 fingers. Pointer finger is 1, middle finger is 2, ring finger is 3. Each time we inhale, you're going to touch those 2 fingers together. You're going to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. You are not going to try to control the breathing. You're only going to count. You're not pushing the air out. You're not trying to take a deep breath. You're just merely breathing in and out naturally, counting. You're going to count on your own. Ready, set, go. That was 3 for me. Are you with me? Now, this next round, we're going to do it again. We're going to count to three, but we are going to pause after we inhale, and we're going to pause after we exhale, just like waves of the ocean going in and out onto the shore. We're not going to try and control the breathing. Once again, we're just going to breathe naturally, but we're going to notice when we are not breathing. Counting with your fingers once again, three times. Let's go. Pause. 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 Notice what it feels like not to breathe. You can stay still without breathing for longer than you think. Go ahead and breathe naturally again. This time, this is our second exercise. That first one was just breathing, and then just breathing and noticing the pauses. We'll consider that a breathing technique of counting. Now, we're going to move on to sound. We're going to do the same thing with our fingers. We're going to count one, two, three, both hands at the same time. But this time, when we exhale, we are going to keep our lips closed. We are going to exhale slowly through our nose, and we are going to make a humming sound. It sounds like this. I'll give you an example. I'm breathing in through my nose. While I'm exhaling, I'm humming. The vibration is so powerful that it actually can cause a little bit of a tickling sensation on my face, on my lips, in my chest, throughout my whole body, like hearing drums at a parade. You can feel the vibration going through the air to you, but right now we're creating the vibration inside of us. We're going to use the same counting technique. One, two, three. We're going to inhale and we're going to make the sound together. I can't hear you anyway. This sound is for you. Go all in. It's not a race to see if you can hum longer than me. If I keep going and you need to rest, go ahead and just relax. I'll count them for us, okay? You ready? We're going to inhale through our nose for one. Pause. Two. Pause. Enjoy the stillness. Breathe naturally at your own pace. Now, if your eyes are closed, I want to ask you to go ahead and open your eyes. I want to go ahead and ask you, if it's possible, for you to stand up wherever you happen to be listening to this particular show. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share with you a third exercise that I share with kids. Don't tell anyone, but it's kind of like Reiki. Energy moves between people, whether it's Taekwondo, Tai Chi, mindfulness, chanting, meditation, whatever tools you happen to be using, there is energy that you are pushing out away from you and taking in. It's a constant flow, whether you recognize chakra energy or not. It's happening all of the time. So, without getting into the vocabulary of it all, let's talk about if you are stressed out, if you're being bullied, if you need to go for a walk to blow off some steam. While you are walking, while you are standing at school, on the playground, or sitting at a desk, stressed out because you're about to take a test that's difficult, in order to lower your anxiety level, I want you to go ahead and keep your eyes open. You're looking around the world, but you're thinking about your breath. Nobody even needs to know that you're actually taking deep breaths in and out, just like we did in those breathing exercises, but I'm going to give you some hand techniques that are going to help you as well. I want you to stand up straight. I want you to allow your arms to relax at your sides, fingers pointed down at the earth. I want you to relax your shoulders. I want you to pull them back a little bit away from your ears. Posture is important as well. We'll get into our physical bodies a little more in just a minute. But for right now, stand straight, stand tall. You can either be walking when you do this or standing still. I want you to, when you inhale next, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth with this exercise. When you breathe in through your nose, I want you to gently bring your hands forward, bending at the elbows slightly, and bringing your hands up so your palms are facing the sky. When you breathe in, you're moving the energy from the ground up to the top of your head. Depending on your situation, you can just do this a little bit. You can only need to raise your hands, maybe to waist height, if you don't want anyone to notice what you're doing. You raise your hands up just a little bit or a lot. If you are in a safe place and you want to stretch your arms all the way above your head, you can. It's your meditation. Full arms up towards the sky or just a little bit. Even just a waist high will help. And when you inhale, you bring your hands up. When you exhale, I want you to turn your hands over so that your palms are facing the ground and gently exhale through your mouth, pushing that air towards the ground, pushing that energy toward your feet, pushing that energy behind you a little bit as your arms go fully straight down to your sides, and push the energy back behind you a little bit. That energy is behind you now, helping to pat you on the back, helping to move you forward in your steps. It's a constant flow. Let's try it together. You move your hands or arms however high or low that you need to, but we're going to do it together three times right now. Hands down at your sides. We're breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth. Exhale, keeping your eyes open. We're going to breathe in together. One, raising your hands up, pausing for a second, and then turning your hands over and exhaling and putting your hands down. Again, raise your hands. Turn them over downwards. Last one, inhale, palms up. Last one, exhale, palms down. It seems so simple, but just those three breaths, raising your energy and lowering your energy, can help calm a child or an adult. Let's talk about that connection of our feet on the ground. You're standing right now, perhaps. Go ahead and remain standing. I want you to feel your feet firmly planted on the floor. I want you to feel your knees slightly bent so that you are not locking out your knees. I want you to feel your hips gently tucked forward to help make your belly pull back a little bit and tighten your core, tucking your tailbone slightly so that your lower back is supported. I want you to lower your shoulders. I want you to feel your shoulder blades, your angel wings, gently move towards each other. With our breathing, we get taller when we inhale, and we get more grounded when we exhale. That is something I would like for you to think about after you leave this episode. Inhaling to get taller, feeling your head reach towards the heavens, and exhaling to get more grounded, your feet into the earth. Sometimes just standing and thinking about our skeletons, focusing on our hips, our back, our shoulders, can help us. Can help us move forward in life, energetically and physically. One of the things, of course, we talk about in mindfulness classes with me is how to prevent bullying. Sometimes you can't prevent it. It may happen anyway, but you need the tools, how to behave when you do find yourself in a situation that feels like you're being bullied. Posture. Posture is key, everybody. Posture is key. Voice is key. Say no. Movement is key. Walk away. So many different tools. You know, during the class the other day, we also talked about, of course, gratitude. Gratitude helps elevate our energy. And in today's world, we are on our social media. We are on our we are on our devices so much more than we used to be. So I've learned that in workshops with kids, sometimes with adults, we talk about journaling, right? A gratitude journal. With kids now, I'm starting to get used to the idea of having them pull out their phones during a workshop. That's right. I actually teach them, if they don't know how to already, how to use the notes feature on their phones. I had them do this the other day. Mindfulness. Just like I said earlier, fear of the future or memories, our perception of reality. Yes, our perception affects our everyday life. And yes, we have control over that perception. We can record what we are grateful for instance, and we can access that memory, or we can access that hope hope in the future. That's what we can create with thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of what we want, dreams of the future. So during a mindfulness session with kids, I have them take out their phone and I have them answer simple questions. What is your favorite color? What is your favorite food? Like I said a minute ago, sometimes those can be stressful questions. The most important thing that I can communicate to these kids and to you guys out there, nothing you say, even if you write it down, is permanent. It's always okay to change your mind. Everything changes. And it's fun to write it down sometimes. Maybe one day your favorite color is blue and the next day it's green. Maybe 6 months later it's yellow. It's okay. And it's okay to go back and recognize those changes. When you can recognize changes in yourself, you can be more compassionate to others as well. The other thing I have the kids write down is one thing that they are grateful for in this moment. And that can change every day. Every day you can ask yourself that same question. Some people keep a gratitude journal and they write down three things that they are grateful for. Sometimes that list of three is the exact same each day. Sometimes it changes. Again, never answer those types of questions with what you think other people want to hear, including yourself. Sometimes when somebody says, "What are you grateful for?" the first thing that you might think is the right thing. Maybe you think you're grateful because you have a new pair of shoes on, but then you hesitate and you think, "Oh, I'm grateful for my kids." You know what? Sometimes other things come before the ones that you think are appropriate. Don't judge yourself for it. Don't think that you can't write down in your gratitude journal, "I'm grateful for food that I ate today. I'm grateful I had a hot shower. I'm grateful for the simplest things." But no, I can't write that down because I wrote that down yesterday. When you're in meditation, when you are mindful, when you go through practices like these breathing techniques, we go ahead and we take time out after the exercises to think about these questions, and that's where you can find clarity. Don't overanalyze it. That's the number one rule. But you know what? You guys, I'm out of time for right now. So I am going to let you go, and we're going to get to some of the other top takeaways another time. We're going to be talking about bedtime rituals, waking up, guided visualization. Once again, I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you for stopping by the show here. I hope you enjoyed this particular episode. It is amazing. I've been using social media for quite some time now, getting my voice out there. I don't know who's supposed to hear me. All I can do is keep saying yes. And just in the last couple of days, from me posting about being able to do workshops in person, people are reaching out to me. The feedback is phenomenal. I'm going to be doing a workshop for a Girl Scout Wellness Day in September for some people. And it's just amazing. It makes me so happy to serve. So thank you for being here. I hope you keep coming back to the show here. Don't forget that you can connect with me on Facebook at Strong Body, Strong Soul, or on Instagram, or don't forget about the YouTube channel. This show is truly a labor of love. I hope you enjoyed stopping by today. I hope you know that you are able to download this episode or any other episode that you may be tuning into so that you can listen to them anytime. You can also share them with friends. Also, just a little reminder in case you didn't know, it is possible to leave a review on the Apple Podcast platform. I don't know who's supposed to hear my voice, but maybe your review will help bring the show to their attention and get more listeners. I love you.